Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful, sunny and very cool Sabbath morning on this side of our Maker with Wood. We hope that you will have a beautiful day as well, wherever you are located. This is our part two review of our chapter 69, entitled On the Mount of Olive, part 5, on this Sabbath, March 27, 2021. Our opening tiny thought song for our theme of study is entitled Lift Up the Trumpet, as also known as Jesus is Coming Again, and our dear brother Gray will be the ones to sing it for us.
Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring, Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Echo, ye hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains, Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Heavings of earth tell the vast wondering throng, Jesus is coming again. Trumpet and whirlwind, the anthem proclaim, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Nations are angry, by this we do know, Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. If any one of the little tiny tots helped by their parents to open prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
In the name of our heads and our hearts, you come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you again for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for answered prayers, dear Father God, for putting your healing hands upon me and my family, upon Sister Joan, upon Sister Lynn's mom, upon all the brethren, dear Father God, for those that have requested prayers, for those that had silent prayers, dear Father. Thank you for bringing us through. Thank you for sparing brethren from dangerous weathers, dear Father God. And even though the enemy tried to stop the internet or anything of the sort, that yet still by your grace and mercy, we are able to persevere. May you continue to be with our Sabbath day, dear Father God. May you come and sit and sup with us. May you give us food that is sown from on high, dear Father, and may we be fully nourished. Please continue to be with us all. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown. Go before us, dear Father, and help us to be obedient to your will. We thank you and we love you. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I would like to just have a small announcement. If there is any books or material that you would like your children to learn, if there is a book that is in consideration, please send it to Elder Rob or either Brother Gray, that we may better serve the little tiny tots. But we also have to see if they have a PDF file that will be easier to copy to put them on the slide. So we are continuing to pray for this beautiful section and hope that the little children and their family will be edified. And remembering that the PowerPoints are not only for this room, that it goes to the other countries as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you all in this beautiful project. So little ones, we are trying by God's grace, praying that the Lord will have a beautiful material to share with you all. So just remember the song that you have learned. A little walk with Jesus, make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus, make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise God, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Our opening song is a scripture song taken from the scripture song singers in the section of character building, and is the theme to our study, taken from Psalms 34, verses 11, 13 to 14. If any one of the parents that I have heard the song for these five parts would like to be able to share it in the room, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips right from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking doubt. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. If any one of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our review section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
we could all kneel and bow our heads in our heart. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we do anything wrong your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may be able to let us be strong, be brave, be all things that are good in thy sight. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you'll always be there to be our guide, be our helper, be our friend, and be helping us with all things that may be difficult. Let us be able to always be full of wisdom, full of understanding. Let us be able to keep on showing mercy and compassion to many people, those that they may choose to follow thee instead of their own way. We pray that we may help many people by telling them who you are and what you wish for them to do, that they may have a choice of whether to follow thee. We pray that we may avoid all things that may be bad for our health, both spiritually, physically, and many other things. Let us be able to always be kind and considerate, be always full of guidance, full of health, full of mercy, full of faithfulness, full of all things that are good in thy sight. Be with us now as we have yet another blessed day. Let us cherish all the lessons that we learn and read from. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being aligned with you, promises. This is my prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, and verse 11 from the King James Version margin. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week? Before we hear your question, your comments, or anything you would like to share with the Remnant family, let's take a few minutes to reread our Sabbath lesson from last Sabbath, from part one of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives, part five in our study book, Desire Ages. This is a little clue. If anyone of our dear Remnant family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, or even our guests would like to take the first paragraph, may you please unmute your mic?
The blessings.
The desire.
Desire. Of ages.
Of ages.
Page.
633.
In
the prophecy.
Of
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Look. Destruction.
Destruction.
Christ.
Said,
because
iniquity,
nice, shall
abound the love,
the love
of many,
many
shall
wax
cold. But
he that
shall
endure
unto the end,
the same
shall be saved.
Be saved.
Amen. Completely. And
this gospel
of the kingdom
shall be preached
in all
the world
for a witness
unto
all nations
and then
shall the end
come.
This prophecy
will again
be fulfilled.
The abounding
iniquity of that day
finds
its counterpart in this generation. Amen. Next slide, please. And on the slide from Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. And that's Matthew 24, 14, King James Version. Next slide, please. And continuing, so with the prediction in regard to the preaching of the gospel, before the fall of Jerusalem, Paul, writing by the Holy Spirit, declared that the gospel was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. So now, before the coming of the Son of Man, the everlasting gospel is to be preached to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Revelation chapter 14, verse 16 and 14. And on the slide, it shows a map of Paul's third missionary journey, the return trip. And then it also gives a verse from Revelation chapter 14, verse 14, King James Version. And it says, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud, one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Amen.
Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 633, continuing. God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. Acts 17:31. Christ tells us when that day shall be ushered in. He does not say that all the world will be converted, but that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. On the top side of the, on the left corner, it says Acts 17:31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead.
And continuing, the Desire of Ages, page 633. By giving the gospel to the world, it is in our power to hasten the Lord's return. We are not only to look but to hasten the coming of the day of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, margin. Had the Church of Christ done her appointed work as the Lord ordained, the whole world would before this have been warned, and the Lord Jesus would have come to our earth in power and great glory. Desire of Ages, page 633, paragraph 3. And on the side, it says, from Joel, chapter 2, verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And I think this is in the book Maranatha. And it also says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And the last verse on the side of the slide says, from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7, the King James Version, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen.
Continuing the reading, Bizarre Pages, page 634. After he had given the signs of his coming, Christ said, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Take heed, watch and pray. God has always given men warning of coming judgments. Those who had faith in his message for their time and who acted out their faith in obedience to his commandments. And we'll continue on the next slide. But before then, I'll go ahead and read the scriptures that is on the side. And the first one is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 through 2, King James Version. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Amen. And it shows a picture of the signs of Christ coming. And you see an individual, a man, with a trumpet in his hand, basically sounding the alarm. And also, in the middle slide, it has a verse from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 through 37, King James Version. And it says, take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as taking a journey, a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and command the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master. I'm sorry about that. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Amen. And continuing on the next slide. And I'll bubble down and share with the dear families that are just joining.
Have a blessing, everyone. Desire Ages, page 634. Continuing. Escape the judgment that fell upon the disobedient and the unbelieving. The word came to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have seen the righteous before me. Noah obeyed and was saved. The message came to Lot, up and get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. Genesis 7:1-19:14. Lot placed himself under the guardianship of the heavenly messenger and was saved. Next slide, please. Let me see. Nothing. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages, page 634. So Christ's disciples were given a warning of destruction of Jerusalem. Thus was watched for a sign. Those who watch for a sign of the coming ruin and fell from the city, fled from the city, escaped the destruction. So now we are giving warning of Christ's second coming. Amen. And of the destruction to fall upon the world. Those who heed the warning will be saved. Amen. Oh, and then the next slide, next to the slide, it said, the fall of Jerusalem. When ye therefore shall see the abomination and desolation spoken by Daniel, the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever read it, let him understand. Then let them which in the Judea flee into the mountain. In Matthew 24:15-22, Jesus explained what would happen before the destruction of Jerusalem and how the believer could escape. Those events would happen again during the history of the church. When Christians saw Jerusalem surrounded by armies, they knew the time it had come to leave Jerusalem. Luke 21:20. It is a parable text to Matthew 24:15-16. The abomination of desolation is explained. There is a context of the destruction of Jerusalem. See Great Controversy 88, chapter 1, page 30,
paragraph
4. When Vespasian rose, they seized Christian and fled the city and took refuge in Pella. Therefore, no Christian died. When Titus raised Jerusalem and the temple to the ground in 70 AD.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to all the dear brethren. We are still in Desire Ages, page 634. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 634, continuing. Because we know not the exact time of his coming, we are commanded to watch. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Luke chapter 12, verse 37. Those who watch for the Lord's coming are not waiting in idle expectancy. The expectation of Christ's coming is to make men fear the Lord and fear his judgments upon transgression. The slide says, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Truly I say unto you that he shall gird himself. Luke chapter 12, verse 37. Next slide, please. And continuing, it is to awaken them to the great sin of rejecting his offers of mercy. Those who are watching for the Lord are purifying their souls by obedience to the truth. With vigilant watching, they combine earnest working. Because they know not that the Lord is at the door, their zeal is quickened to cooperate with the divine intelligence in working for the salvation of souls. And the slide on the side says, John chapter 15, verse 24-25, if I have done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that it is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. John chapter 15, verse 25, again, King James Version. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Okay, continuing. These are the faithful and the wise servants who give the Lord's household their portion of meat in due season. Luke chapter 12, verse 42. They are declaring the truth that is now especially applicable. As Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Moses each declared the truth for his time, so will Christ's servants now give the special warning for their generation. Desire of Ages, page 634, paragraph 2. The slide says, And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, King James Version. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not her plagues. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. King James Version, the loud cry. Sharing the third messages, sharing the Sabbath truth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, even the little ones can be able to share the message. This is a loud cry, a message of love and mercy from our Savior to all that are willing to hear. He will use the humblest child. He will use anyone that will allow themselves to be used as instrument. So let us consider this verse for our review section. Taken from 1 Peter 3:15, is also a memory verse song in our theme of review. Was sanctified, O Lord God, in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And with that said, dear ones, what have I learned in ways we have grown for this part five of our study? We have listed these questions were reserved for the last Sabbath for our reading comprehension, and we will review them today. For those that are not able to have the worksheet, you can be able to leave your email and we will make sure that you will receive them as well. The first one is, who is the main character or characters, dear one? Any one of the dear family can choose one of the question, and they could answer either by texting in the room or picking up the mic. The second one is, what is the main idea for this section of our story? The third one, where did the story take place? The fourth one, when did the story begin? The fifth one, how could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? You can also type it. And if you want to take one of them, you could just tell us in the room which one would you like to be able to share the answers of. So you can raise your hand whenever you are ready.
The answer to the question.
Go ahead, Joshua. Okay.
The answer to question one is Jesus and his disciples. They're the main character.
I would also add to that the inhabitants of Jerusalem as well.
There is a way that we can be able to allow everyone to give each other a chance. There is also a section where you can put your hands up. Mm-hmm. So you will be able to see who is next and who would like to answer number two.
The main idea, what is the main idea for this section of our story? The main idea is for us as Christians to watch and to pray, to read the word of the Lord, to be able to know when to prepare ourselves for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And where the story took place, it's on the Mount of Olives. And that's for number three. We are now up to question number 4, dear one, so feel free to bubble up if you know the answer.
The answer to question 4 was when Christ said, many will wax cold, and those that will endure growth through all trials will be saved.
The questions are not only for the little children, but also if any one of them, mommies and daddies, would like to be able to participate and allow the children and their household to remove their shyness. As they will participate, the children will also do the same. We are in number 5. How could you relate to the story, dear ones?
I can relate to the story by seeing that this warning message is not just for that time in Jerusalem, but for our time and day. We've seen through the study that many were warned before us. We see the story of Lot. We see the story of Noah. And we see so many warning signs that was given for us as an example. So we have to prepare ourselves by going to sit and stop with the Lord and preparing our hearts and knowing that history will repeat itself, and praise God for the examples that were left for us so that we are not left unprepared or to be caught off guard.
Does anybody else would like to be able to share and also add to what they have understood from that number 5? How could you relate to the story, dear ones?
My answer would be Jesus informed the disciples and even us who are now reading the book about all things he done and during his ministry about the future, how to have ourselves ready when all that comes to pass.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. Number 6, what did you learn from this lesson?
This song comes to mind. We'll watch and we'll pray with our lamps trimmed and burning. So that comes to mind as what I've learned, and to continue to keep studying to show ourselves approved, and to not to be asleep in this very, very time of preparation.
Anybody else would like to share what they have learned? I have also noticed that they weren't sitting idle. Meanwhile, they were preparing and learning and searching and seeing the events in the world, how similar, they also were sharing. Because that's how you sound the message. The trumpet sound, it is our third angel's messages, the Lord cry, the pillars of our faith. You share the Sabbath truth, the non-immortality of the soul. Now that so many people have passed, died, with all that happening, this is a very good chance to be able to speak to so many that do not know where the dead goes and what is the outcome for those that have went to sleep. It's a very good opportunity to do this. I have also noticed that in the Old Testament, they have so many parables that was placed there for us to be able to investigate. This is a good topic for the children and their parents to sit down, because they can be able to be brought back. Verily, verily, I say unto you, it is written, so they can not be fearful for what is going on, but to see that the word of God is true. Is there any other remnant family would like to share their thoughts, their take in these five parts that the family can be edified as well? May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
I just wanted to add and to a point that was made by our dear Sister Rose earlier, that we don't have to be mighty men of valor to be able to be sounding the alarm. In talking of these very lessons with our friends and our loved ones about the non-immortality of the soul, about the Sabbath truth, about the pillars of our faith, we are sharing the hope of our faith and educating water and being watered as well. And we don't have to worry about the seed that is planted, because the Lord will do the increase. And we may not see those increase in our time, but the Lord, by his grace and mercy, if we are faithful, will see what those conversations in our daily walks would do and have done in the lives of others that are around us. So we don't have to look for a mighty work to be proven to see that we are doing these things and sounding the alarms, but just go to work in the Lord's vineyard. So I wanted to share that as well.
Amen. Because of the time, we are going to continue, but we do have question and answer in the sermon section of our services today, and you will have an opportunity to be able to share your thoughts and what is in your heart. We have found a beautiful poem. It's entitled, We Are Pilgrims, For We Are, taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 1, Quarter 1, Lesson 9, from page 164, from the Children Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling for the Bible. I would like to just say a small announcement. If you want to have activity for any of the children from K to 12, visit the website. You will be able to be blessed as well. They have spirit of prophecy and Bible and many things about nature. If it's possible, you can be able to share with the family, you could be able to do so. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic.
We are pilgrims on our journey to a goodly promised land. Jesus is our valiant leader, and we march at his command.
Come, dear children, and go with us. We will strive to do you good. We lead you to the Savior, who for you has shed his blood.
But methinks I hear you asking, what shall be my great reward if I leave all sinful pleasures and from henceforth serve the Lord?
Let me tell you, life eternal, bliss unending, joys untold, robes of white and palms of victory, dazzling crowns and harps of gold.
You may drink of life's pure river and from life's fair tree partake. Jesus will come forth and serve you who have suffered for his sake.
And the Father's unveiled glory you with open face shall see, while redeeming love shall crown you kings to all eternity.
Language we have the story, must and will remain untold, till we climb the hill of Zion, till we walk the streets of gold.
Sabbath lesson. Then, and not till then, shall mortals of salvation know the price, nor the boundless love can fathom of redemption sacrifice. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And with this beautiful poem, we will share the hymn entitled, I Am a Pilgrim. And that is the hymn number 444. And our dear sister, Karina, will share this beautiful hymn with us.
I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I can tarry, but tonight Do not detain me, for I am going to where the fountains are ever flowing. I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I can tarry, but tonight there the glory is ever shining. Oh, my longing heart is there. Here in this country, so dark and dreary, I long have wandered, forlorn and weary. I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I can tarry, but tonight there's the city to which I journey. My Redeemer is its light. There is no sorrow, nor any sighing, nor any tears there, or any dying. I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger. I can tarry, but tonight.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. If there's any testimony or anything you would like to share, if we don't have the time, we could still share it during the time of our question and answer or even after service. I will continue to end our services for the children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives in our study book, The Desire Ages. Any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. If we can all bow our heads and our hearts as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Righteous and heavenly Father, as we come in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, dear Lord, and thank you for all the miracles that you have brought about for the body of believers, Father. The recovery of our mothers, Father Jesus, Sister Joan, and also Sister Lynn's mom. Also, Father Jesus, all of the brethren that were under the weather, Father. I pray and I thank you for all your watchful care upon each and every one of us. The trouble in mercy for Brother Dick and Sister Lane, and also continue to give them trouble and mercy back home safely, Father Jesus. Remember each little child, each parent, each guest that is among us, Father. Help us that we may rise to the occasion. Not to be solemn about the time, but to be joyful, to allow many to see why we are so grateful and joyful about what is happening, not because of the tragedy, but knowing that all will come to an end, especially those things that are robbing our children and our loved ones and removing the joy in the home because of the enemy trying to be able to discourage us. Let us take it as being that the word of God is true. He did say that these things will come to pass. But to look up and know that our redemption is drawing near. Help us, dear Lord, to be workers. Help us to be porters. Help us to be able to help all of the brethren that are around the world giving this solemn message, that are sacrificing their lives and their family to be able to pull so many people out of darkness. Father, we need laborers. we need those that are given talent to be able to keep this work forward, knowing that as we watch and we pray and also share, we will be able to hasten our Savior. We know that we all have personal battles, but these things are instruments that the Lord is doing for us to be able to be polished. Father, we are all at your feet as the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, waiting at the feet of the mountain. Search our heart, Father Jesus. Help us that we may be able to just allow ourselves to be molded and fashioned. We will lose many things, but we will gain so many, Father. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit, Father. We always hoping and praying for the righteousness of Christ to find us worthy to be clothed with his righteousness, Father. Thank you for all the blessing. Thank you for all that you have done for each and every one of us. We have seen the love of God among all of the things that you have done in each of our family. Thank you for allowing my niece, Father Jesus, to be able to start her new life with her husband. Please bless her. And keep each and every one of our family that are scattered abroad. Forgive me for sins and iniquity, Father Jesus, and everything that we have come short of. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, we will have our lesson 327, chapter 69, entitled On the Mount of Olives, part 6. And that will be held April 3rd, 2021. May the Lord bless each and every one of you, leaving this beautiful scripture song, scripture, dear ones, from Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless each and every one. This is Sabbath.